So we've mentioned very much about the name of Jesus this morning, and some of you may be saying, which is the title of my sermon, so who is this Jesus? During preparation for today with Dee, we were working through a three-part video entitled, So Who Is This Jesus? The production crew that put the film together went out onto the busy streets of a town and asked shoppers and passers-by, who is Jesus? And the answers given to this pertinent question were very much the answers that you would probably find on any high street in any shopping parade. A flavour of the answers given were as follows. Jesus, well, he was someone spiritually enlightened. He was a religious icon. Just a bloke. He's a good bloke like any other good bloke. A Muslim lady said that Jesus was just a messenger of God. Others said they had no idea of who Jesus was. Maybe someone who came to help and save us, and he came to preach about God. Sadly, to many people today, Jesus has just become a swear word. Just become a swear word, or someone that they hope will be there in times of trouble. A bit like crossing your fingers or touching wood, isn't it? Touching this piece of wood won't make any difference to my life. Crossing my fingers won't make any difference to my life. By just speaking to people in our community, we will learn the ideas they have about Jesus and who he is. In a game of Monopoly, if you have the misfortune to be sent to jail, the only way out of jail is by throwing a double six or playing your get out of jail card. Isn't it a shame that Jesus is just some sort of get out of jail card to many of life's problems today? We might think the lack of understanding of who Jesus is a modern problem. But no, the same problem was encountered during Jesus' three-year ministry on earth with his disciples. One day, Jesus spoke with his disciples and asked, "Who do people say I am?" Much gossip and false information was being spread around the villages and towns as to who Jesus was. And being sensitive to what people were saying, Jesus asked his closest friends,